Madigan Traversy is a 17-year-old high school junior in Sonoma County. On October 9th, 2017, at 11:30 p.m., her family received a robocall telling her to evacuate.
We grabbed our dog and I got my school backpack and we got in the car in our PJs. Only three houses were on fire, so I didn't think our home was in danger, and we didn't spend time grabbing anything. Once we got to the bottom of the hill that we lived on, we saw flames on the other side of the valley. That, mixed with the sea of car headlights around us in the middle of the night, was our first moment of regret for not grabbing any of my childhood artwork, our journals, or anything that was special to us. My family found out the next day that our house and property burned down. The trees I grew up climbing in, the orchard and garden that my mom spent 15 years developing, the home I'd lived in my whole life burned to the ground.
Madigan's family home was one of at least 5,200 homes and structures destroyed in the Tubbs fire. Since that fire, Madigan has been forced to evacuate twice more. She says that living through this climate catastrophe has resulted in anxiety, depression, and trauma. For Madigan and many other Sonoma high schoolers, climate catastrophe has also been an incredibly transformative experience. In collaboration with other high school students in Sonoma, Madigan co-authored HR 975, which advocates for greater mental health resources for youth experiencing climate disasters. According to a survey done by Blue Shield of California, 75% of youth nationwide and 80% of youth in California have described feeling anxious, overwhelmed, or stressed due to climate change. Many youth, like Madigan's classmate Giselle Perez, another co-author of HR 975, understand that their anxiety is justified.
We are anxious about the future. And this anxiety is warranted because today's children will be exposed to an average of 5 times more disasters than their grandparents. We are facing a potential future of economic instability, mass migration, food insecurity, drought, and stronger and more destructive storms. According to the American Psychological Association, as climate-related disasters continue to increase, more youth will be directly affected by increasing rates of stress and trauma through interruptions in school, disruptions in routine, separation from caregivers due to evacuations and displacement, and parental stress after a disaster.
Giselle and Madigan represent many youth across the country and the world who are working through their fears to try to fight climate change. North Bay Representative Mike Thompson introduced HR 975 earlier this spring. Currently, the resolution has 90 endorsements from environmental group and 40 congressional co-sponsors. From Oakland, for KPFA, I'm Ellie Prickett-Morgan.